And another recent situation that I think has a lot of people scratching their heads has to do with the Olympiad presentation. This was olaparib as a single agent in the metastatic setting of patients with BRCA germline mutations, HER2 negative. So again, I'm kind of curious, kind of putting aside the reimbursement issue, because right now olaparib is only approved in ovarian cancer. In what situations, if any, would you utilize it, both in triple negative as well as ER positive HER2 negative disease?
Where would I use it? Yeah, I might well use it reasonably early, right? I mean, I think the data from the Olympiad were, you know, compelling, and I don't see any reason why you wouldn't use it reasonably early. You know, it's less toxic. I'd utilize it in the germline BRCA setting, you know, which is where I'm, you know, I mean, I have a patient currently doing very well on a PARP inhibitor trial with a germline mutation. And I think it's a very appropriate thing to incorporate into therapy. She got niraparib and pembro. A germline carrier, yeah. Right. And so we just restaged her and she's doing quite well.
Let's say triple negative. A common scenario would be, you know, like your patient. A patient is an anthracycline taxane in the adjuvant, neoadjuvant setting. They have a fairly early relapse. In that patient, theoretically, in your sequence, where would olaparib fit in?
Had I had it available, I probably would have used that first in this patient.
So you would use it before a platinum agent?
Probably, yeah.
Interesting.
Right? I mean, Olympiad allowed first-line therapy. And to be honest, most of the time when patients have primary chemo resistance, which that particular patient in particular did, I might try something that's in a completely different class, and a PARP inhibitor certainly fits that bill. It's well tolerated. You know, I think it's going to be a nice addition. Now, it's also true that the Kaplan-Meier curves deteriorate and with PARP inhibitors just as they do with cytotoxics. So, you know, at some point you're going to be going on to second line therapy, but, you know, it was more than a 40% improvement in progression-free survival in Olympiad, if I recall correctly.